Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
好，那今天呢，我们要说说我们一个久违的话题，今天大家会非常喜欢的就是美剧，而且是一些特别经典的美剧又回来了。
That's right, what is old is new once again.
对，比如说 GOT Game of Thrones 权力的游戏，马上它要新的回来了。然后还有指环王电影，现在摇身一变变成个电视剧，它也要来了。
Geez, how do you even keep up with all these reboots?
I know, we're spending so much money. 特别你住在北美，你可能花钱，你又有个 Netflix， 又有个 Amazon、oh. Prime Video， 又有个 Disney Plus， 又有个 Paramount Plus。大概我有六个 ，I subscribe to。Six different streaming channels.
Oh, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
好，但是因为真的这些美剧我们很喜爱，很想看嘛，也没办法啊。好，那今天我们就要说说这些扎堆重启的美剧，以及哪一部是你最爱或者最期待想看到它有回归的。But before we talk about these specific shows, 我们还是要讲一下为什么这些很经典的剧啊电影啊又回来了呢，就是因为它的 IP 很值钱。
That's right, that's right. Very valuable IP.
哦、oh, 所以在英语里面也会用这个缩写 IP 是吗？
Yes, absolutely. Intellectual property is a very long phrase. Lawyers will of course use that, but most of us just say IP.
知识产权 IP 啊，特别是说到这个文化领域，电影、电视、电玩的这种 IP 是这几年非常火的一个词。So basically, a successful IP is a license to print money.
Have you been talking to my dad? That's one of his favorite phrases.
对，一个 license to print money 是可以印钱的啊。So, you know, 你这个 Game of Thrones 几季完了，多可惜啊。所以 bring it back, don't lose it, reuse it.
That's right. And why not make a few bucks while you're at it?
哎，对， don't lose it, reuse it. 其实这也是一句 IP, 你知道吗， Adam?
Is that a phrase people say?
Oh, it's a phrase from a very famous IP, Paw Patrol, 汪汪特工队。
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. Once Adam Jr. arrives, I'm sure I'll catch a few Paw Patrol episodes.
Oh, 这是近几年儿童领域一个特别大的 IP 啊。我儿子小的时候经常就说这句 Don't lose it, reuse it. 好，那讲到这个 reuse 啊，其实美剧的重启，美剧的这些重新回归，我们可以用几个不同的以 re 开头的词来形容，对吗？
That's right. So one word I mentioned earlier was reboot.
Reboot 这词很有意思，因为 reboot 的这个 boot B-O-O-T 它不是冬天穿的靴子吗？ You know, a pair of boots.
A pair of boots. I am wearing a pair of boots right now. No, it is the action of starting something. Like in the old days, we would boot a computer.
啊，电脑，就现在那个电脑出那个显示的是 restart, 但以前是显示 reboot 吗？
Right, because now restarting is just pushing a button, whereas before rebooting was a much more complicated process.
可能要 engineer 什么都过来，对吧？你就说那个电脑是一整个房间那么大的那个年代。好，那总之这个词 reboot 呢，现在是常常用在就是一个美剧它结束了以后又回来旧貌换新颜。So a show gets a reboot.
Yes, so that's really important. You can say reboot something, use it as a verb, or you can talk abouta reboot, like this IP got a reboot.
对对对，既可以做动词，又可以做名词啊。所以我们等一下会you know, we're going to go through a list of shows. They are all getting a reboot. 诶，其实讲到这个重启啊，我想我们最熟悉的其实是 restart. 我可以讲说 this show is getting a restart 吗？
I mean, you can. Reboot is just such a common word that it's kind of silly to use any other one.
Other words, yeah.
Right, right. Restart almost makes me think like something stopped temporarily, like just for a short period of time, and now it's restarting. It's continuing.
嗯，对，所以讲到美剧这个，它又重启了，用 reboot 绝对不会错啊。但是呢，其实除了 reboot， 也会看到另外一个词，就是 revive。
Yes, yes. So another word that I'm thinking of, since we're talking about IP, is franchise. That gets used a lot when we're talking about IP, and revive is one of those words that gets used with franchise. Revive the franchise. Find younger actors.
啊，对，franchise 这个词啊，它有一个意思是那种加盟经营，但是呢，它也会用在文化的领域，比如像 Star Wars, Star Trek, Game of Thrones, 这就是一个都是特别大的 franchise， 它有很多衍生品，除了电视、电影，有电玩各种各样，然后有什么衣服啊、书啊 ，right? So it's a huge franchise.
Yes, exactly. So we always used to use the word franchise. IP is slowly creeping in. It's slowly taking over, and people are using that more. In any case, you can use both.
嗯，好，那。下面这个词我觉得稍微有一点贬义啊，因为有些 show 的这个 reboot， 真的你去看看吧，你就觉得特别失望。They're just recycling old stuff， 还没有那个 old 好，还没有以前老的好。
Right, so often with recycle, we're probably talking about ideas, like the writers are recycling old ideas. There's a love triangle or whatever.
就是炒冷饭，没有什么新意，对吧？就老是在 recycle 那个旧的东西。
Right.
好，那另外还有一个 Rena， 我觉得这个比较特殊。这个就像去年 Friends 啊，说又要回归了，要重启了，大家特别激动。But actually, it wasn't a reboot at all. It was just a
reunion.
就一集 one special episode.
Right, right, which was great. People loved it, but it's like they played the old switcheroo. They promised, or they didn't promise, but they hinted, oh, there's going to be this reboot, there's going to be this revival, but in the end, it was, yeah, just one show, just a reunion show.
对，但是 but I think really for fans of the show, 看到那一集 reunion 也很开心了，因为我们对这些经典美剧，你有很深的感情，对吧？你看它的时候啊，就那种深深的怀旧情感在。
Right, it's all about nostalgia, cashing in on that nostalgia.
Nostalgia, N-O-S-T-A-L-G-I-A, 就是怀旧啊。就比如今年美国那个 Super Bowl 超级晚的 Halftime Show, 都是叔叔阿姨级的 Eminem, 然后对 Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, 那个 Nostalgia, very powerful stuff.
Right, it's so funny, Jenny. After that show, there were so many people my age talking about when we were kids saying, oh, I can't believe all these old people are playing
are performing
the
Super Bowl. The Super Bowl.
Right, and now it's just like, oh yeah, Eminem, he's got to be like 70. We're the old ones now.
对，因为像我们这个年代的就是现在也步入中年了，就已经变成那个 target audience 了。好，那我们现在还是事不宜迟，来说说最近重启或者即将重启的一些经典的 IP。So let's talk about some recently rebooted shows.
Okay, so you already mentioned GOT, Game of Thrones.
对，他现在 I think, you know, Game of Thrones, 他的最后一季 the last season, especially the 最后一集 last episode, really let many fans down.
Yeah, you're right. I was never really a huge fan of the show, but I remember that reaction. It was a sharp negative reaction.
对，很多人觉得啊，就是特别失望，一个很好的剧怎么就最后一个大结局那么烂？然后呢 ，Don't worry, guys， 这个 IP 实在是太值钱了，所以它又回来了。And it has a new name, but kind of a similar name.
House of the Dragon.
哎 ，House of the Dragon 啊，然后它应该是今年会在 HBO 放开始播。然后它是 Game of Thrones 的，不是讲后面发生什么事情，而是前面发生什么事情。
Oh, okay, so actually, we should probably talk about those words a little bit later. How about that, Jenny?
啊、对对对，好，重启，因为你可以拍后面的事情，但你也可以拍前传，或者你拍啊，完全跟之前不相关的事情也 OK 的。
It's all good. Like with Lord of the Rings, they're all over the place.
Yeah, 那现在 Lord of the Rings 呢，它现在要 reboot 的，它不是一个电影，而是拍成了一部电视剧。亚马逊听说贝索斯很喜欢这个 IP， 然后他就说我要花10亿美金。 And I really think they spent $1 billion like acquiring the rights and like just shoot pilot first episode.
Crazy.
Crazy, yeah, crazy.
In any case, this is called The Rings of Power.
好像所有这种类型的 IP 都有很多 rings， 不管是真的戒指还是那个一股 energy 那个 ring，
right， right， yeah， we like rings， what can we say？
好，那我们再回到现代一点的戏， Breaking Bad， 中国也有很多粉丝啊，它其实挺有意思的，因为是 last year or 3 years ago， 它拍过一部电影， it was a reboot， but it wasn't the TV series， 它就把里面的小粉 Jesse Pinkman 就 给他拍了一个电影。
Oh, I guess I must have been under a rock, Jenny. I missed that.
Oh, not only the movie, 他不是还有一个 spin-off 的剧吗? 叫 Better Call Saul.
Oh, that one I remember. Yeah, that's the lawyer, right? Better Call Saul.
对，所以我觉得这也是很有创意的一个做法， 就是从成功的 IP里面， 就是把里面的一个配角， 我们把它变成一个主角，又给他弄一个新的戏。
For the studio executives, that is the dream.
对，就像 Big Bang Theory， 它有一部衍生剧， 英语可以叫 spin-off， 是讲 Young Sheldon， 他小时候。
Right.
对，好。 What other reboots come to mind?
Well, speaking of HBO, long, long ago, at the dawn of what is known as the golden age of television, they had a show called The Sopranos.
黑道家族.
Right, so this one is going to be a movie, from what I understand?
没有，已经出了，你怎么都不知道?
What?
去年年底. 对啊, The Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, but because they changed the title. Why don't they just call it The Sopranos movie? Then I would know.
这倒是因为我真的我大学时候很爱看的一部 Sex and the City. 他现在也有一个 reboot， 然后我前两天在 HBO 上面老找不到，因为他也是有个新名字，他那个新名字叫 And Just Like That， 这是什么名字吗？ 一点都叫不响。 I was also looking for Sex and the City like sequel 还是什么。 其实讲到 reboot 啊，我们现在讲讲你最爱的啦， Star Trek， 它有好多好多新戏是吗？
This show has been around, or this franchise, this IP has been around for 70 years or something, a very long time, and it has been rebooted, revived. All the re's basically have applied to this show.
我让我很 confused的是 Star Trek 它现在不仅是只有一部新的电视剧， 它变成好几个不同的电视剧啊， 但都是 Star Trek， 它里面是讲不同的人物吗？还是？
Yeah, it's all different characters. A lot of them are even different styles. Like they have the serious, dramatic episodes, but also comedic cartoons. And the comedic cartoons are great.
Okay, okay. So really milking this IP.
It's valuable. Yeah, it is a valuable cash cow, and I do not blame them for one second.
To milk something, 就喝牛奶的那个, 就是把最后一滴奶也挤出来是吧? Milking it. Speaking of which, 就是你看漫威, Marvel, 除了电影以外, 现在Marvel Comics里面那些 就是不太主要, 就次要的 superheroes, they're getting their own TV shows, 比如 WandaVision, Loki, Hawkeye.
Right, they've already kind of gone through the big names, so now they're sort of on the second bench, maybe even the third bench at this point.
对，但还是能赚很多钱啊，大家还是喜欢这个Marvel啊。 其实Marvel的这个现在另外还有一个火的词叫Multiverse， 不是Metaverse，是Multiverse。
Oh, so many verses these days.
他说的Multiverse就是这些人物他都会串来串去的。 就他在电影里出现的人，他也在那个电视剧里出现了一下，然后在这个电视剧里出现的人， you know, they'll be in the new movie or something. 它就是要有很多 crossover.
Right, well, a lot of these shows face a problem, Jenny. When they make a new version, fans love to have something new, but they also love continuity. They want to have this connection to what they understand before. The multiverse solves a really big problem for the writers. They want to have new stories, but how do you write new stories without making the old fans angry?
对，所以我觉得它真的就是，又是前传，又是续集，然后又是衍生，又是 spin off， 对吧？所以我们 speaking of which， 我们就来讲讲，其实应该前面就跟大家讲的这几个词哈。
Right, right, right.
So different types of reboot. 前传英语叫做。
So this is prequel.
P-R-E-Q-U-E-L.Prequel, pre 在英文里就是前面的意思，比如 prepare, 你要事先准备，对吧？
Previously on Law and Order.
对。那 the opposite of a prequel is?
Sequel,
S-E-Q-U-E-L, 就是接下来发生的事情。
That's right.
那最后衍生剧英语叫什么呢？
This would be a spin-off.
Spin-off, S-P-I-N-O-F-F, 就是里面重新转出来一个东西，一个 spin-off, 对吗？
Yeah, usually they're just taking a main character or even a side character of a show and just giving that character their own show.
对，就像前面讲的那个 Young Sheldon, right? That's a spin-off of Big Bang Theory. 好，那接下来呢，我们来说说这些粉丝们看到A reboot 会有什么样的反应
Okay, yes, the fan reaction. How do they react?
我觉得讲到粉丝对于 reboot 的反应啊，就围绕一个关键词，期待。你对它到底有什么样的期待？
Right, so the word we always use here is expectation.
Your expectation.如果这个 reboot 特别成功，特别好看，超出了你的预期，英语可以怎么说？
That would be exceed expectations.
那如果它没有那么好，没有那么 exceedingly good, 没有那么 excellent, 但它达到了你的预期。
Oh, well, that's meet an expectation.
那如果它没有达到你的预期？
Well, not meet, of course, but we could also say,fail to meet expectations, or here's a phrase, didn't live up to expectations.
Right. 其实很多 reboot, I think it's, 大家的 fan reaction 是这个 it didn't quite live up to my expectation.
Right, that's a phrase that people use when they are expressing how disappointed they are.
所以如果有失望的话，当然我们可以用as a fan of the show, the reboot 让我很 disappointed, 或者你可以说 the reboot is a disappointment, or it is disappointing.
Right. Now, one question we do always get is, a lot of native speakers might use was here. Like if you watch the reboot afterwards, you might say that was disappointing. Mm-hmm.So often, right. often we would say that. It doesn't really matter, but just keep that in mind.
或者可以说, it was a letdown, 对吧?
It was a letdown. It was a huge letdown. Yes, that is a great word.
然后另外有些 fans 会比较生气的，就说啊，这简直是抢钱嘛，那么拍的这么糟糕，然后还拿出来播，抢钱，英语叫做
A money grab.
Oh.所以它可以做一个名词用是吧 Like the reboot was just a money grab
Yes, that's right
比如 Sex and the City I watched the reboot 虽然我觉得没有那么好看但是对我来说因为你对那个 the original one 真的很有感情所以就是 I'm still really glad this one exists
Yeah, you know, we can criticize the reboot But it's also really good for some of the actors too, right? The money grab is great
这倒是 对
For some of them, they haven't worked in a while
对，特别是你在一个电视剧里塑造了那种特别深入人心的角色It's actually really hard for them to go on like to other characters. 比如我们俩都很爱看的 Mad Men. John Hamm, like, what has he done after Don Draper?
He doesn't need to, right? He's okay.
Of course, he's very rich now.
Maybe.
但是你 get 我那个意思啦。
I gotcha.
但讲到 fan reaction, 我觉得另外一点挺特别对女演员来说 挺难面对的，就是、mm. you know, comments on their looks.
Right.
Especially comparing it to what they used to look like when they were younger.
Yeah, yeah.
比如 Friends, 其实你看 Jennifer Aniston 现在还是很美啊、mm-hmm. 但是好多人看那个 reunion 就说、哦、老啊什么而且、每个演员就脸上都有 很多 plastic surgery、
right.
整容的痕迹但这就是做演员很无奈包括 Sex and the City reboot 也一样就好多说、哦、他们都整容了怎么怎么样 But it's this industry
Some people need hobbies, Jenny
哎其实、美国还有一些戏啊它是永远都不停的。There are shows that just never ever end, 对吧
Right, soap operas.
特别是那种白天放的 daytime soap, 比如有一个叫什么、The Young and the Restless, 还有一个叫 The Bold and the Beautiful, 好像已经拍了三十多年四十年了吧。
Oh, it was 30 years ago. Like, you know, they've been going on forever. Yeah. As the world turns, these are the days of our lives.
而且它最厉害的是它是每天播的日播就像新闻一样。
Right, right. Coronation Street.
Yeah, yeah. 好那我们今天节目的最后想问问大家除了我们今天讲的这些 you know, recently rebooted shows, What other shows, which shows do you most want to see rebooted?
Yes, we are dying to know. And actually, Jenny, I am dying to know what show you would like to see rebooted.
我这一个我想也代表了很多听众们，特别我这个年龄80后的，老80后的听众，就是成长的烦恼。
Oh yeah, growing pains. As long as we got each other.
是西佛。Seaver, 是吧？那个
The Seavers, yeah, yeah.
The Seavers, yeah. 但是 I want to see in this Growing Pains reboot 是 bring Leo back, 把小李 Leo, how about he is the dad now? 他现在是一家之主。
Well, he's got the dad bod, so he could probably do it.
But you know it's never gonna happen because he's the biggest movie star in the world.
Well, maybe the best we can hope for then is just a reunion show.
哦、oh, ，对，那样也很满足了。好，那希望大家在留言专区跟我们分享你最想看到他 reboot 重启的是哪一部美剧，以及你对这部美剧的感情和记忆。Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys. As long as we got each other.